This is Tripod, New Orleans at 300. I'm Lane Kaplan-Levenson. We left off last time around 1972, when the New Orleans feminist movement was working to pass the Equal Rights Amendment, which basically said, regardless of your sex, you should have equality under the law. Women fighting for this legislation discovered their main obstacle was other women. And the national face of that obstacle was a woman named Phyllis Schlafly of Illinois. So, it's 1972, the ERA was headed to be passed, and then came Phyllis.
Everybody who was anybody was for the Equal Rights Amendment. All the prominent politicians, all the way from Ted Kennedy to George Wallace. Three presidents, Nixon and Ford and Carter.
That's Phyllis being interviewed by the online storytelling platform Makers, shortly before she died in 2016 at the age of 92. What Phyllis just described is exactly what she was up against when she created the Stop ERA campaign. STOP was an acronym, S-T-O-P, for Stop Taking Our Privileges.
And one of her reasons why was for my future.
Anne Schlafly Corey, Phyllis's daughter.
She did not want my life to be diminished or less good than her life.
Anne is chairman of the Eagle Forum, a conservative interest group that her mom also founded in 1972. By that year, the U.S. Senate had passed the ERA, and so had 28 states. Only 10 more were needed. So how'd Phyllis start turning heads? I asked Anne.
How did she really articulate that the ERA is actually a bad thing for women?
Well, as I was growing up, I became closer and closer to the age of 18. And at 18, men register for selective service, which means they are eligible to be drafted into the military. And that was a key issue for my mother.
The draft. Here's Phyllis in 1973.
ERA won't give women anything which they haven't already got or have a way of getting. But on the other hand, it will take away from women some of the most important rights and benefits and exemptions we now have.
That was her on a TV show called Firing Line, which was hosted by conservative William F. Buckley, Jr.
What would be an example of that?
Well, a great glaring example is the matter of the draft. Selective service says only young men of age 18 have to register. But the Equal Rights Amendment will positively make women subject to the draft and on an equal basis with men.
Phyllis had the anti-ERA squad saying, hey, you want this ERA thing? Great. Then get ready to send your daughters off to Vietnam.
And of course, that caused a lot of people to say, well, no, I'm not sending my daughter to Vietnam.
That's Janet Allured, who you met in the last episode. She's a professor in Lake Charles, Louisiana, and she says the pro-ERA squad responded with,
well, you shouldn't want your son to be forced to go to Vietnam if he doesn't want to go either.
Janet says the draft was one of multiple threats that the Stop ERA campaign used to stoke fear.
For example, they said that women would lose their right to alimony, that the Equal Rights Amendment would force women out of the home into the workforce. They said that it would force women to go to the bathroom with men.
Wait, what?
This is what is called the potty issue.
Oh, right, the potty issue. But no, actually, for real, what?
People don't believe that we really, really had to sit around and talk to men about bathrooms.
Clay Latimer is another person that you heard from in part one. She's a feminist who fought for the ERA in the 70s, and she knows the potty issue well. Clay's opponents argued that the ERA would erase single-sex public restrooms and replace them with unisex toilets. She remembers the potty issue dominating ERA debates in Louisiana even more than the threat of the draft.
There was a woman, she was at the legislature talking to one of the men who she knew socially and said, now I want to talk to you about the ERA and I don't want you to talk to me about the potty. I've heard enough about the potty, so tell me really what the problem is. And that was national. Everybody in the country was dealing with this bathroom issue.
Imagine that. You're listening to Tripod, New Orleans at 300. I'm Lane Kaplan-Levenson. Now I want to reintroduce you to LuAdrienne Reed, another veteran feminist from New Orleans that was in part one.
We're fighting for everybody. We're not fighting for any one person.
But Phyllis Schlafly, the ERA's arch nemesis, didn't understand why anyone was fighting for anything.
I guess she said she didn't need any rights. They had everything else they wanted, and why should you rattle the cage, you know?
Lou Adrian says this explains why most African Americans in Louisiana supported the ERA. And Professor Janet Alurad says that's a fact.
Every poll showed, and this was also true nationally, that African Americans supported the ERA in greater numbers than white Americans did.
This may be why the ERA had the support of Dorothy May Taylor, the first African American woman to serve in the Louisiana House of Representatives. Despite her being for the ERA, Louisiana did not ratify it. Still, it was on the table nationally, and in 1977 was just three states shy of passing. Then, on June 18, 1980, a critical vote was up in Illinois, Phyllis Schlafly's hometown.
In Springfield, Illinois this evening, the House of Representatives voted on the Equal Rights Amendment and fell five votes short of the necessary two-thirds majority required for passage.
No dice for Illinois, and no dice for any other state after that vote, which means that when the ratification deadline rolled around on June 30th, 1982, the ERA officially failed. Here's Anne Schlafly Corey, the daughter of Phyllis Schlafly.
The role model that she presented to women to get up and do things was truly amazing.
Your mother being really the point person opposing the ERA made her a polarizing figure at that time. How did that impact you?
It impacted me a great deal because I have no fear of bullies. People can say anything and do anything to me, and it just washes right off me because that's what I learned from my mother. As my mother used to say, I'm not going to let those slobs ruin my day.
The same night the ERA failed, Phyllis Schlafly held a celebratory gala in Washington, D.C. I found an article about the party in the Washington Post and showed it to my editor, Eve Abrams. So, Eve, just read the beginning right there.
Okay. The band played Somewhere Over the Rainbow as Phyllis Schlafly, leader of the nation's Stop ERA forces, slowly descended the stairs of the Shoreham Hotel's ambassador room, waving and beaming, radiant in white butterfly sleeves and a long strand of pearls. She grabbed a cluster of balloons, her eyes glistening with tears, then walked into a halo of television lights.
Meanwhile, feminists in New Orleans were preparing a jazz funeral to mourn the death of the ERA.
Over the rainbow.
Fast forward to today. There's a revived effort around the ERA, and some states are pushing for it again. Nevada actually just passed it in March 2017.
Those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed, nay.
And people here in Louisiana are pushing for the same thing, but feminists are really focusing on a different piece of local legislation, the Equal Pay Bill. Here's Louisiana Governor John Bel Edwards scolding the state legislature on April 10th, 2017.
We should all be offended that Louisiana has the highest gender wage gap in the country, with women making only 66 cents for every dollar that a man makes. It's a simple and unassailable idea. Pay a woman who has the same job and similar qualifications the same you would pay a man. It is that simple.
But just like with the ERA, some that oppose that equal pay bill are women.
My name is Renee Amar. I am the director of small business for the Louisiana Association of Business and Industry.
Renee made it clear to me that her association supports equal pay for men and women. But she says there's already a Louisiana state law on the books that bars discrimination in the workplace based on gender and wages. So if women have a problem,
they have an avenue to go on the state level if they want to pursue suing their employer. They have an avenue to go on the federal level if they want to sue their employer.
Renee says there's no way that this pay gap is based on tons of discrimination happening everywhere against women. She says it's other things, maternity leave, women not advocating for raises, but she says don't blame the businesses.
I understand that there's always going to be a few bad apples, and we believe that the laws take care of the few bad apples.
The existing laws, to which Governor John Bel Edwards responds with,
if the laws we have were adequate to the task, we wouldn't be last in the country.
Renee says if you really want to close the wage gap, it has to be through education and training. There are three equal pay bills currently pending hearings in the Louisiana legislature. All over the country right now, people that identify as feminists and those who don't are asking questions about women's rights. What should we fight for that benefits the entire gender? Does legislation actually improve people's lives? What is real equality? I asked Anne Schlafly-Corey what she thought.
If any, what advancements would you like to see for women in your lifetime?
You mean we're not already on top of the heap? Because it sure seems like we are to me.
Well, then maybe that's that then.
I mean, what are we missing in our lives?
I wondered how the 3 million people that went to the women's marches around the world in January 2017, how they would respond to Anne. Lou Adrienne Reed watched those marches on her television that day. I asked her the same question I asked Anne, what she'd like to see happen for women in her lifetime.
A female president. Even in New Orleans, a female mayor or governor.
She says that would be nice, too. Tripod is a production of WWNO New Orleans Public Radio in collaboration with the Historic New Orleans Collection and the Midlow Center for New Orleans Studies at UNO. Special thanks to Evan Christopher for the opening theme music and to the entire Tripod editorial committee. Catch Tripod on the air Thursdays during Morning Edition and again on Mondays during All Things Considered. And you can listen to Tripod whenever you want on the Ye Olde podcast. So go find us, subscribe to us, write us a review. You can also find us on social media at Tripod NOLA. If you for some reason missed part one of this series on the ERA, go back to the podcast and listen to part one, and then you can tweet at us and tell us what you thought. We will respond, promise. I'm Lane Kaplan-Levinson, and I'll tripod you later.